Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What is up, guys, and welcome to the now second episode of Bizarre Inquiries, your one, your only question show for the most bizarre inquiries you guys could possibly imagine. I am, as usual, the one, the only Shane.
And I'm still just Oren, and thank you guys for putting up with our stupid bullshit here on the most bizarre show on Patreon.
Hey, man, we have fun with it. That's supposed to be the premise of the show, is that we kind of hop back and forth. Some might be serious, some might be goofy, but hey, man, that's the fun of it, and you never know what you might get into. And for all those listeners out there that checked out the first episode last week on YouTube and on our normal feed, the premise of the show basically is essentially that we're going to answer some what-if questions and kind of just let it side tangent into what it goes into. We may not always stick on track with the exact question from the start by the end, but we're going to use those as our starting point to open up a chain of discussion getting into whatever we might happen to get into. But essentially, what we're trying to do is that the best episode of the month is going to get uploaded onto YouTube and onto the regular podcast feeds. But other than that, all the episodes will be on the Patreon. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll get 4 to 5, depending on how many weeks are in the month, episodes of Bizarre Inquiries. And if you're just a regular listener on the normal feeds, then you'll get one episode a month of it. One thing that I want to do in the future, though, is once we get a bunch of these kind of collaborated together, maybe at like the end of the year or something, I'll take some of the best episodes, kind of splice them all together, maybe the best moments, and do like a highlight reel of some of the best discussions we've done. But we have a lot of and things that we want to do as far as this goes for it being our sideshow. It's not just going to be like a full, like little kind of kickoff sideshow. Like, we have a lot of expanding ideas that we want to do with this. And as far as another expanded idea we want to do, I'm going to advertise it because we're slowly reaching March. So Oren, you want to tell them a little bit about what we're going to be doing for the show in March?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit in the first episode, so I'm just going to kind of breeze through it. But we're going to do like a cryptid March Madness bracket. And you guys can suggest cryptids, and we're going to pit them against each other in like this royal rumble of cryptids, and we're going to see who comes out on top. And for the winning cryptid, there might be prizes involved for one lucky listener who suggests that cryptid. So definitely stay tuned for that. And yeah, that'll be coming up here in a couple months.
So we're going to end up discussing our own views on what we think will happen. But essentially, I'm going to run it through a simulator to see who would win theoretically. And then at the end, we're going to have the bracket. And whatever camp you guys want to be in, you guys can pick your camps. Just when we get to that point, let us know what camp that you're in. And then whatever the winning cryptid is, we're going to do a random number generator. And whoever picked that camp, the number one winner of that will win an exclusive prize, which will most likely be a t-shirt and some type of like Patriot or some kind of pack. You know, we'll include like some stickers, maybe some figures, t-shirt. We'll do some cool prizes. Maybe I'll do something specific for it and be like cryptid March Madness winner or something and include the creatures in it. Maybe I'll make it a specific design. I'll figure it out as we get a little bit closer, but I'll do something really cool for you guys. But jumping into today's question, Today's question comes from Patrick Jorgensen on our Discord, who I actually recently did an episode of Bizarre Encounters with, which we'll be dropping in a few weeks, or not Bizarre Encounters, Inquiries of All Reality with in a few weeks, if you guys want to go and check that out. But his question is, what if we have a fully transparent archaeological investigation into what lies under and on the Arctic continent? So considering that I read the question, Oren, take it away first, and then we'll bounce back and forth, man.
All right, so I think, you know, just like our first episode last week, I think this is a really great question. I think, you know, a lot of places you can go with this one. I'm just going to kind of maybe throw out some broad thoughts and we can dig into whatever you want to deeper. But, you know, we talked a little bit, just touched on it briefly in our Hopkinsville Goblins episode about these ideas like Hollow Earth. And I think, you know, this whole Antarctica thing, you know, gets back to Admiral Byrd, Operation High Jump. I'm sure all of our listeners are at least kind of familiar with all that sort of thing. Like, you know, Hollow Earth, Antarctica is an entrance theoretically to the Hollow Earth. And then, you know, we could even talk about, you know, Nazi bases in Antarctica and all that. And, you know, don't cancel us. This is not necessarily a theory I subscribe to, but I mean, you can also go like flat earth type thoughts with the whole Antarctica thing. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of jumping off points that we could go a lot of different directions. So that was just kind of some of the things that popped into my head when I saw this question. So I don't know about you, Shane, but yeah, that's kind of just right off the bat where I went with it, you know. Seems like there's enough smoke that there might be some sort of weirdness fire in Antarctica, and that's why we can't actually go there. We can't research it, and, you know, all this list of things might be some of the reasons why.
I mean, digging back into, like, the whole Nazis concept, man, obviously everybody knows the Nazis were super-duper into the occult. They're going around looking for, like, you know, a bunch of stuff that from biblical text, a bunch of different weird anomalous objects. So, I mean, there has to be a reason why they were trying to go into the Arctic for that reason. Like, I would assume more than anything it was for some type of occult reason. Like, even if it was from old books, like, I feel like they knew that something was there and it was a matter of trying to find it. And, I mean, obviously we had, like, the Ice Age and everything, so it's like, we don't necessarily know for sure when the Arctic could have been frozen. Like, we have our theories on it, but we don't know for sure. I mean, there could have been a full solid landmass with fully advanced civilizations living there at one point that, you know, some of these government officials may be fully aware of. I mean, on the other side of it too, there could be some very dangerous stuff there, which is partly why they try to keep it under wraps. But I mean, on the side of that too, if there's anything dangerous, assumably, you know, how governments work, they're going to try to manipulate it and use it as a weapon more so than anything. But on the other side of it too, you know, there's sightings of there being supposed like pyramids there too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, what could have been the purpose of the pyramids? Like, nobody really knows for sure. I mean, some people theorize that they were tombs, which I don't really fall into that camp. Some people theorize they could have been some type of energy source. One theory that I've thrown, because they seem to be in these really weird remote regions, like obviously Egypt, super hot, uncomfortable for the most part to most people, pretty unlivable because it's like a desert region. But of course, during Egyptian times, they say that it was luscious and green. You also find pyramids in like Alaska, supposedly, and the pyramids in the Antarctic. So, I mean, like, could these pyramids have theoretically been some type of like terraforming device that made it so these areas were more inhabitable? Maybe that's the matter of what it is. Maybe they somehow found a way to activate one of these pyramids and it's in the middle of the Arctic. And that's why when you look it up on Google Maps, there's like this weird circle. And when researchers go there, they kind of stay to the outside. And the people that are rich enough to actually go to the Arctic to like get a tour and check it out, they keep them around the outside of the island. They keep them around the outside. They don't like bring people into the middle. So like,
yeah,
anything like, weird happening has got to be in the middle.
Yeah, you can't like go to the Arctic. Like, you can like see it kind of. And yeah, you know, there's like, what is it, like one official quote unquote like research facility, but I mean, you literally can't go. Like, it's not allowed. Like, you can't, even if theoretically you could do it, like hop a boat and just go to the Arctic, you can't do it. So, I mean, there's a lot of inhospitable places that we can go and explore. Why are they so hell-bent on keeping people out of this area, you know?
I mean, they've never been concerned with people's safety, so that can't theoretically be the reason for it. But, I mean, all over the internet, dude, you see these videos. And again, I mean, it's the internet. You never really know for sure. I've never been to the Arctic. But when people get close, supposedly, in boats, they supposedly are met by battleships that basically tell them to turn around So that's another theoretical thing that could be like, all right, so what is actually in the Arctic that they're so concerned with everybody like not even being able to get close to this thing? Like, you can't even fly over it either. So it's like something weird about that center of it. And then you get into the whole like Admiral Byrd concept. And I know a lot of people have different views on that, but you know, supposedly he was seeing like force in the middle of it.
Believe it. I mean, it's at least fun to think about and fun to talk about. Like, you know, I know a lot of this stuff is really controversial, but I mean, the whole Hollow Earth thing, I think, is a lot of fun to just kick around, you know? Like, I mean, and even taking a lot of the stigma off of it, if we don't call it like a hole in the earth and you're going inside the earth, what if it's just a portal, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why you can't fly over it. And maybe that's why the Nazis wanted to go there. You know, supposedly they showed up in Brazil or wherever they ended up. I mean, and we know they had the bell and technology like that that we still don't really quite fucking understand today. So maybe, you know, they just figured out this portal technology back in the 40s. Who knows?
See, what happened was when Hitler disappeared, you know, he was like, all right, let's just throw stuff in this portal to see what happens. And then when it was finally at that point where they were coming for him, he's like, I'm just going to go through and see what happens. He was never heard from again. And who knows, man?
Well, and I've got some notes on this just like in my random, you know, miscellaneous notes Word document. But I'm pretty sure that Admiral Byrd Operation High Jump, didn't that happen in 1947?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it was back so
47,
around
47, big year. Yeah, everybody knows Roswell. A lot of weird shit going on in 47. So I mean, there's again a lot of smoke here. And to answer the question directly, which I don't know if I've even attempted to do, I don't think we're ever going to have a, you know, full on architectural or whatever investigation of Antarctica, because obviously they don't want people there. Why they don't want people there, who knows? But I mean, there's obviously something that they don't want me or you running across, you know?
I mean, even theoretically, if the entire continent is completely frozen, solid ice, I mean, who's to say that there may not have been an advanced civilization that had lived there at one time? And maybe theoretically, there is a lot of research done on it. And again, coming from a little bit less of a conspiratorial view of things, you know, what if there is an advanced civilization that they know about was there, or just a civilization in general, but maybe it predates a lot of the history that we're aware of. So rather than the whole fact of like they're trying to hide portals or trying to hide advanced technology, all this, it's more so that they just know that there was a civilization there that predates everything, and it essentially would rewrite the history books. So it's more so that they're trying to hide that so that they, you know, the whole idea of history isn't complete.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Completely shattered in people's minds as far as like what they can and can't trust with history.
Like Graham Hancock type ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I mean, like the whole pyramid concept, you know, you dig into like pyramids and I mean, they don't seem to necessarily be Egyptian specifically, but then there's that whole conspiracy based around, you know, that person that found a cave that had a bunch of Egyptian artifacts in it in the Grand Canyon. There's some stuff that's very kind of Egyptian-esque, like around the world. So, I mean, like, what if Egyptian culture in general, because we don't, again, know like how far that predates, was a lot more advanced than we realize. And what if they had like multiple like colonies or like outposts all over the world? And again, that kind of would like kind of shatter the paradigm as far as like how long man has been around if, you know, essentially the Egyptians were colonizing all over the world. Because, I mean, that could even explain the whole idea of how they were able to move the pyramid blocks if they were able to travel to these far remote regions at the time that they were around. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it takes away that whole idea of like how people were able to traverse areas and travel, and especially like develop a civilization in a place that far away from like where their base civilization is set up at.
Or, you know, the other side of that coin is, what if this other faction, intelligence entities, whatever you want to call it, like you said, we're basically just setting up outposts, and maybe Egypt is just one of those, you know, and maybe they did another one in Antarctica. So I think you could go either way with that one, you know?
Yeah, what if the base of their culture is actually from Antarctica and it's not even from Egypt, and that's like a satellite culture?
But, you know, again, just throwing out the idea of Hollow Earth, that when we're talking about Hollow Earth, we're pretty much talking about kind of John Keel ultra-terrestrial type concepts at that point. So what if these are theoretically interdimensional or time-traveling beings or something like that? And so, yeah, they are just setting up these basically franchises all across the globe, you know, and here's one in Antarctica, here's one in Egypt, here's one in, you know, Mexico, where those pyramids are. Who knows?
Have you done any research? I don't know the exact specific name for them, but I've heard of a couple different like military reports of these things. These like crawler, like bug looking things that supposedly are seen in the Arctic. Have you heard anything about those?
I don't think so.
So they describe these things as being like these big, like eight-legged spider-like weird beings, but they say that they only come out at night. So like, again, could be just some complete internet hoax thing. But on the other side of it though, you know, what if there's these species of things that exist there that are these like weird bug-like things, and it's more so that they're trying to cover those up from people because they're trying to understand them before they get released to the public, in the concept of like how a species can comfortably live in the Arctic, you know, and especially only theoretically be seen at night. But again, could be an internet thing, but I've heard like horror stories about like the military saying, oh, in the Arctic, you don't go out at night because these creatures come out, and they've supposedly taken out like full squads of people and all this. But I mean, that could play a key role in that, because that could, there's two sides of that coin. There's the whole aspect that those are the only things that are able to, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if I can just jump in real quick, how is that any harder to believe than some of the weird shit and weird creatures that are like in the depths of the ocean? Yeah, you know, so I mean, that doesn't even seem that out there to me. But anyway, continue.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I was saying, like it's either one, the fact that they want to figure out how these species are able to live in that region so that they could possibly do some research as to like making a more comfortable way for like humans to possibly be able to research that area. Or on the other side of it, you look at it like this: if there is some type of advanced civilization that could theoretically still be living there, they could be like the watchdogs for that civilization, you know, keep everybody away from them. It's almost like a second Atlantis that's been able to remain a mystery that nobody's talked about, you know, and like the best way to preserve your secret is to have stuff that chases people away from where your civilization is hidden in the first place. Because like you get into like, I know it's like the Disney movie, but the whole concept behind like the Leviathan with like the Atlantis Disney movie, you know, like assumably if you're going to have some type of advanced civilization culture, you'd have to have some type of watchdog that protects your gates, you know?
Well, I think I've even come across in just my little bit of research, you know, people wildly theorizing that maybe Atlantis theoretically is in the Hollow Earth. Like, I'm pretty sure I've come across that at some point. So,
I mean, with the concentric circles, I mean, who was it, Plato? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I think it was Plato, right, that was writing about Egypt? Or not about Egypt, but about Atlantis. And he was writing it in...
off the top of my head. That sounds right.
Well, I know it was a Greek philosopher that went there, and assumably he was writing it in a different language. And we talk about this regularly on Bizarre Encounters, the whole concept of like stuff not necessarily being translated correctly through language. So everybody's looking for Atlantis.
What could these things mean in like real world terms, you know?
Exactly. So, I mean, like everybody's looking for Atlantis with these like specific, like these circles, this type of animal, this type of soil, this type of stuff, when... you know, it could be a little bit different, and it's just been misconstrued through language through the years, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, kind of bringing it all back around, I don't think obviously there's something there. It could be something as innocuous as there's these weird creatures that they don't know how they can survive here. You know, it could be something mundane like that, or it could be something completely outlandish. But that's why I think this is a cool question to kind of shoot back and forth, because there's so many ways you can go with this. And, you know, again, I don't think we're ever going to have a, you know, full scale investigation of this, because they don't want us there.
just to throw in another weird possibility. So you get into the whole like elite concept, right? And if there is theoretically like some type of landmass that exists in the middle of the Arctic that's full of luscious trees and it's actually like livable and habitable, if you were an elite of the world, if you were like the government, you know, if you had a specific area where you could almost form like a breakaway society, you know, that could be like their plan B. And why they protect it so much is because all these government officials go to the Arctic, right? So it's like it's regularly trafficked by government officials. So like, what if it's because there's some like plan B area that if all hell breaks loose in the world, they're all just going to disappear down there. And if anybody knows about it, then people are going to come and they're going to try to attack them. But if they pretend like it's just a solid ice all the way across, nothing habitable, you're just going to die if you go there, then if all the elites break away and try to go there, nobody else would try to follow them there because they would just assume it's a giant solid chunk of ice and that they're just going to die if they go there anyways.
Well, that kind of gets back to the whole Nazi idea and submarines and all that. And something I came across in my little bit of research into this was and I can't remember where I saw it, but like these elites, like a shocking number of them have submarine license, which is like a really weird thing. Like, of course, like James Cameron has a submarine license because he's,
and they all own houses on the coast. It's their quick escape, man. They got their subs on the coast.
Yeah, a ton of rich and powerful, quote unquote, people have submarine licenses, which is weird.
And they're in Florida. That's the other weird part to think about. That's like the closest spot in the U.S. that you could get to be able to just take off to the Arctic if shit hit the fan, you know?
Hey, who knows? But no, I didn't even think about that until you kind of got going down that rabbit hole, but that's a good one.
I feel like we're onto something with that one. That might be something to keep digging into in the future. We got to keep seeing how many different people traffic this area and how many people that traffic this area own coastline homes and how many of those coastline homes could theoretically have personal subs attached. And even expanding onto that, you get into the whole OceanGate concept about these like little personal subs. Maybe why people were so invested in that is because all these elites want to be able to own a personalized, like a little personal sub that isn't like some giant sub that you need like a whole team to operate. So they're purposely trying to push and advance that technology and hope that it works, because all of them eventually want to be able to have one of these things in their house so that they could just take off if they needed to, you know?
Well, and this might be jumping the shark a little bit, but there's a lot of conspiracy theories too with like the whole recent, the people who went down in the little sub to the Titanic. Our buddy Kevin from Where the Weird Ones Are, you know, we've both done episodes of his Conspiracy Tuesday podcast, and the one that me and Jenny were on, we talked about that a little bit. So definitely go check that episode out. But this whole idea of like elites and submarines and all that, hey, we're figuring this out in real time together, but there might be something to that.
Just got to keep digging into it, man. Like I said, I feel like that's a good rabbit hole to go down. If this episode gets removed, we know we're onto something.
Yeah. If we disappear. Yeah. But anyway,
come looking for us. We are not suicidal. I tell you, my friends.
But no, I think that's about all I got on this one. You don't have anything else, Shane?
No, I think we should. That's about point where we can wrap this one up. And till the next time, we can jump onto another bizarre inquiry. And for anybody that may have a bizarre inquiry, Warren, tell them what they can do with that.
You guys know the drill. Do the internet things. Hit us up. You know, we got social medias. We got the Facebooks. We got the Instagrams. We got the Discords. We got all the things. Submit your questions. We'll be glad to talk about it here on the show. And, you know, anything else you want us to talk about, just get up with us somehow or not. Either way.
And, of course, we will give you a big shout out if we use your question. And at this point, I mean, why not? We'll discuss almost anybody's question. Even if we have some that might be smaller questions to discuss, We can always, you know, do a collab episode where we hop into discussing like two questions on an episode or something. We can kind of figure it out depending on the questions you guys give.
Some goofy ones too. I mean, we don't have to have hard hitters every week. So
I mean, goofy ones, man. We're going to be doing like a whole Fight Club scene with the cryptid. So you know, we're going to get crazy with this.
That's not goofy.
Well, we're gonna get into some goofy fights. I guarantee it.
That's
man.
Not like politics slop. That's serious business.
What would happen if Mothman fought Sasquatch? That is the important questions that we need to know the answers to.
Tune in March and you guys are going to find out.
And with that, all of you guys, don't forget, like I tell you on Bizarre Encounters, to always stay bizarre and come at us with those bizarre inquiries.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.